This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You do enough digging around on the topic of money and emotions and why it can be so hard to reconcile the two, and you learn there are a whole bunch of academics out there studying exactly that. Behavioral economists is what they're called, and Dan Egan is one of them.
I'm an expert in human behavior, so you'd think I'd know better than to make a classic investment mistake like selling winners and holding on to losers.
Dan's the director of behavioral finance at the investment advisor Betterment, and it turns out he is just like the rest of us.
We behavioralists call it the disposition effect. It's probably one of the most studied behavioral biases out there. Investors who fall prey to it sell winners and hold on to losers for purely emotional reasons. I made my mistake with oil back in 2009. I had read a few articles and thought the oil price had hit bottom. The only way was up. So I bought into a fund where every 1% increase in the price of oil would net me a 2% return. Then I just sat back and waited for the money to roll in. But the price of oil kept falling. I began to stress out. How could I have gotten it so wrong? Another week of declines followed. Now I was really stressed out. But then the market turned. Soon oil was back to where I had bought in at, and I sold out as fast as I could. Whew! My return? Zero. Well, actually, after factoring in the cost of the trades, I made a 2% loss. Ouch. This was the disposition effect in action. And although I'd studied it inside and out for years, I still fell for it. In the heat of the moment, watching my investment and pride plummet, I was most concerned with ending my anxiety and not feeling like an idiot. This isn't surprising. We know we shouldn't do a lot of things: smoke, drink, eat junk food. But sometimes the hard part isn't in the knowing. It's in the doing.
Dan Egan. He's the director of behavioral finance and investing at Betterment.